Who's in control? Jesus is in control. God is in control. The devil's not in control. God's in control. He's running the show. Don't ever get any thought anywhere in your mind or your heart that anybody's running things on this earth other than God. He's in control. He knows what's happening. He knows what's going on. Does he not?
Amen.
Sure he does. So the Lord is in control. Okay, so after I cast that demon out of this woman, I then was able to get the woman saved and I was able to get the woman healed. So when I laid hands on her and prayed for her, isn't it amazing that after her sin was repented of, whenever I spoke the words of Jesus over her, the king forgave her, delivered her, and healed her and took away all of her pain. Now, a couple days later, I didn't know this woman and her children. I'd never seen them. So a couple days later, I called the father, the man of the house, and I said, you know, I thought I'd just check and see how things have been at your house since I was there Sunday afternoon. He said, you know, my wife hadn't been out of the house in weeks. And he said, after you left, she said, why don't we all go shopping? So she said, the four boys and me and my wife, we all went down to the store, bought some things, and said, when we got back, all four of the boys came to me and said, Daddy, this is not our mother. I said, what do you mean? They said, Daddy, didn't you notice Mama has never, ever been this loving and kind? We've never known her to have this kind of love. She's a different woman. Now, what had left in her life? The demon. The devil. Isn't that amazing that because of her unforgiveness, she had lived in that hatred and anger? Her own children saw this. And then she came down with all this sickness and disease and had to go through all this awful surgery and everything and totally messed up her body. And then she had to heal from all of that. And even after healing from all of that, the pain and everything was still left because who was creating the pain in her body? The devil, the demon. And once she repented of her sin, and I commanded the beast to leave, when he left, he took away all the pain with him. And the woman got healed. I learned a great revelation that Sunday afternoon, I will have to say. And I will have to say, after we got her healed, saved, healed, and everything delivered, as we're walking out of the house, that little Baptist preacher that took me with him, he come up to me and he said, Thurman, I'd give anything I own if I could had a video camera and videoed what I saw today. He said, I had never, ever in my life. And of course, he had 4 or 5 years in seminary. He was a very well-trained Baptist preacher. But he said, I never saw what I saw in that house today. But see, he learned a great lesson that day too. But the Word of God works. And the Word of God, when you're living in sin, you open the door to this beast we call the enemy. And he comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. Well, Job had some doors open too. I won't go into detail about that. You can get What About Job back there. Dave done a great teaching on What About Job. You can get that in great detail. He's done a great teaching on that. He studied the book of Job in detail so many times. He knows so much about that book of Job. It's just fantastic what God has showed him through his studies, his diligent studies of the book of Job. But this thing here, that when Job arose and tore his clothes and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground, and he worshiped the Lord. I would just like to ask you, how many of you think that you might be able to do something like that if you had to undergo a situation like this? Would you be able to worship the Lord? Well, if you're not at that point, you need to get to that point. So whenever the trials and tests of life come, and how many of you know the trials and tests are going to come to every one of us? There ain't nobody going to get out of this world without a bunch of trials and tests. Now, some appear to have more than others. Now, you notice that Job was doing everything he knew to do, and he'd been going along for years, and he had built up a pretty nice family. 10 beautiful children, they're all grown. He'd built up a pretty nice empire, and he was the richest man probably on the face of the earth. And he was, how would you like to get along up 60, 70 years old and be blessed like that? Hey, but I don't want to have to go through those tests. but you know, we're all going to have to go through them sooner or later. So if every time you think about your little trials and tests, go back and think about these first two chapters of the book of Job. Lord, have I had to go through what Job did yet? Somebody says, well, I've had to go through what Job did. No, I don't think so. I don't think you went through that at all. You know, so, but anyway, Job did fall down and he worshiped the Lord. Let's see. What does the next two verses say there? Maybe you see. Oh, that's all of chapter 1. Let's go to chapter 2. Chapter 2. Has it got 21 there too? Oh, okay, yeah, verse chapter 21 and 22. There's two more. And Job said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, I've made statements before that Satan took it away. The Lord gave it to him. But ultimately, who did take it away? God did. You know, God did. That's right. I have made that statement in other teachings I've done there that Satan took it away. But Satan did take it away, did he not? But he done it upon legal right from God, right? So this is what I want to get to the point. I want you to see that, and Dave and I have learned this greatly, and we're learning it more as we study the Word of God together so much at the ministry center. There's only one in life we really got to make and keep happy. You know who that is? The Lord. Now, if you're always keeping God happy, then Dave's wife, how often is she going to be happy if he always pleases God? Hey, she's going to be happy all the time. Because if we're pleasing the King, he told us, husbands, love your wives. Did he not say that? So if the husband is loving his wife like Christ loved the church, then you're making the King happy. But is your wife happy too?
Yes.
Oh, she's a happy camper. She is not going to be hard to get along with. In fact, you know, since I've been working on the building, so of course Dave's out there with me every night. I know our wives have not seen us a whole lot lately. We're out there, not very far away, but to see us, they have to come outside, you know, because we're out there working.
Look up
22
feet.
Do what,
Eddie? And look up
22 feet. But the other night, my wife worked late, as she always does, and the next morning when I got up early to go to work, right after daylight, she had left me a nice note across my sink. I love you. I don't get to see you much, don't get to talk to you, but I want you to know I still love you. I thought, wow. I mean, she said, I know you're contracting for God, so I know you're busy, but she said, I sure do miss you. Isn't that amazing? And you can be living in the same house with your mate, and you don't get to talk to her. You don't get to see her. The only time you see them, you know, is when you come in to, well, yes, you get to see us two or three times a day when we're coming to eat. She's been fixing us all the food out there, bless her heart. I mean, and of course she has really been a little rote worker. I will have to say praise God that she's fixing dinner for all of those guys. You know, man, what a blessing. I told Dave, whatever you do, Dave, don't ever lose her. Keep her. She's a real blessing. She's a great woman of God. And she's just like the rest of us out there. All of us out there know we're building our treasures in heaven. We're working for the King. And so that's why we do what we do. And so, In verse 22 is an awesome statement there. In all this, Job did not sin, nor charge God foolishly. Now, how many people do you know that have charged God foolishly because they don't understand why something happened, why your child got sick, or why they were tested? You know, we've done that, haven't we? We charge Him foolishly. And if you ever charge God foolishly, then you need to repent and tell God you're sorry, you know, because that's a sin. And some people never tell Him, Lord, I'm sorry that I charged you foolishly. But He knows what He's doing. We don't. So anyway, then we go on to the next chapter. And let's see, you would think this should be enough trials and tests for any human being, should it not? I mean, that's pretty awesome, but His trials didn't end. Again, There was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said unto Satan, From whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. So he's still busy, isn't he? He's definitely walking around out here seeing whom he will devour. And the Lord said unto Satan, Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth? A perfect or mature man and an upright man, one that fears God and hates evil, and still he holds fast his integrity. Although you moved me against him to destroy him without a cause. Now you think the devil would do something like that? That beast, he'd say, Lord, let me just get Tom. Let me get him, Lord. Oh, you don't want to hear when the Lord says, okay, do you, Tom? No, we don't want to hear that. But here, this was the case here, you know, that he legally had legal right, as you'll see as you go on there. But he says, and Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin. He knows us pretty well, doesn't he? Yea, all that a man has will he give for his life. Oh, that devil knows our, he knows us. Let's go ahead. But put forth your hand now and touch his bone and his flesh. In other words, make him sick. And he will curse you to your face. And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, he is in your hand, but save his life. In other words, you can do anything you want to him, but you can't kill him. That's what he's trying to say there. Now, how would you like to be given that declaration from the Lord to the devil? I don't want to hear that, do you? So let's go ahead in the next couple of verses. So went Satan forth from the presence of the Lord, and he smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown of his head. In other words, he didn't just put a sore or a boil on him one or two places, did he? When that beast got claimed to him, he was going to do it good, wasn't he? Now, what did the Lord say he could do to him? He said he could do that. Oh, Lord. I don't ever want you to do that to me, do you?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.